What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show. It is Wednesday night, hump day. And as you can tell by the tunes, we're going to be talking about The Walking Dead Sunday's episode called JSS. It aired, October 18th. That was the special evening. Holy crap balls. Before I get into holy crap ballsness, I got to talk to some people. Hey, Seuss, where you at?
Oh, I'm not on anymore because I suck.
All right, Jesus. Good thing we got your notes by our phone. And the one giggling over there who is getting stalked by weird people on the internet.
Oh, my God.
According to Kristen.com's, Kristen, what's up, Kristen?
What up?
Nothing, chilling. And the one that has no blog but somehow downloads porn through Tumblr. We have we have Brancy. What's up, Brancy?
I'm good.
All right. And for anybody that can have super dog hearing, you can hear SportsCenter going on right now with Brancy's dad. He says that we got to hurry up and do this because Survivor's coming on next and there could be no interruptions. So let's get into this JSS Sunday night's episode. Can I say, one, it feels good not to have Jesus on. Woo! And,
yeah.
And two, did y'all like this episode, fingers crossed, as much as I did?
Hell yeah.
Yes! Brancy, is that a yes?
Yes, most definitely yes.
Dude, this episode was insane.
It was.
Now, I was watching with my wife, and we were actually watching in bed on the iPad, and it was hilarious because as we're watching it, we're like, okay, yeah, Carol, she's so cool, you know, and oh, she's looking at, look how she's looking at the window of that bitch that's still smoking, like, who cares? And all of a sudden, bam, a dude, a freaking guy jumps out with an axe and just chops this chick in the head. And then it, for us, I don't know about it was in TV land, but on the iPad, then it just goes into commercial. And my wife was like, what the hell was that? I was like, oh, I think shit's about to go down. And then I started hyperventilating. I'm thinking, but the group's not there. What are we going to do? What was going through your mind when that axe came? I mean, that person just came and just chopped that chick. Brancy first.
It was most definitely a holy shit moment. The entire family watches it together. So as soon as that happened, we were like, what the fuck?
It was insane. Kristen?
Same. I saw it and I was like, holy shit. And then I was like, yes, Carol's going to go crazy.
And dude, okay, now I got to let y'all know, for me, this whole entire episode, Carol did it for me. I mean, she was just, we knew she was badass during Terminus, even though she shot a bottle rocket at a gas tank and blew it all up. I still don't believe that. But it's still Carol. But, dude, when she dresses like the wolves and puts the freaking W on her forehead and is just going around, I mean, she was literally just assassinating people.
Yep.
Like, it was like Grand Theft Auto and Alexandria. She was just no holds barred. Have to be my favorite part. Anything that she did. It was awesome. Now, personally me, one person that I wanted to punch in the throat, Morgan.
Yeah.
What was going through y'all's minds during, when the episode ended, what were y'all thinking about? What was y'all's thoughts of Morgan?
It's hard for me because I love Morgan, but I don't know, this episode, I was like, what the hell are you doing? He's trying to talk to these people, like, I don't know.
Yeah. Brance?
He didn't do it for me.
Right, Brance?
Well, same thing, because my dad was like, I'm not going to lie to you guys, I think Morgan's disappointing me. And he was like, because we were all like, well, we want to like Morgan, but he's going to need to step it up a little bit here.
Now, let me ask you a question. You and the family, I mean, like what you just said right now, you said that we want to like Morgan. Is the family kind of on the fence with Morgan because
of
his kumbaya?
Well, no. I think it was my brother, dad. Was it Jason that was defending Morgan and you were the one who was like, he's kind of disappointing me? Yeah, that's what it was. My brother is still 100% team Morgan and my dad was a little unsure.
Yeah, see, it was just when my wife too was like, "What is his problem? Like, you're picking the wrong opportunity." I mean, I understand if y'all are like digging holes, zombies, Rick, we can't do this, and you know, and you don't take chances. But like, these guys are literally not like breaking an arm and like you know, capturing and chaining. They were chopping the Alexandrians up into little pieces.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Morgan's like, go home, get out of here. And I'm just like, what is going on? I am still Team Morgan. I am a fan of Morgan. But this episode, man, and even Carol. I mean, did you see the part where she just like walks right past his ass?
Yeah.
Like, dude, like, and I'm not going to lie to you. My wife, when Carol left that lady in the armory and mm-hmm. and Morgan was going to go back in the house, she was like, oh, my God, that lady's going to shoot Morgan. You know, that's what we thought. We thought he was going to open the door and she was just going to boom, boom. And see, and then all of a sudden they see the wolf guy in the house and then he, you know, and then they fight and everything else. But we were like, oh, if Morgan gets shot, this is going to be totally, oh, crap. But yeah, that's Morgan. I just wanted to choke. There's so many emotions. I was like a roller coaster. But Carol just did it for me. She was just awesome. What'd y'all think about Carl? Machine Gun Carl?
Oh, Carl.
What do you think?
I was like, oh, my God, this kid is going to die because we were talking about it last week.
Yeah. Well, we were wondering the same. Like, is he going to – because when he knocked down that dude and that dude's like, don't kill me, don't kill me. And they started fighting over the gun. I was like, if Carl dies, Rick is going to go ape shit.
Yep.
But he was able to pull it off. It seemed to me, though, I don't know about y'all, but for me, Carl seems a little soft. The old Carl wouldn't have let that guy frig, you know. I mean, look what he
did. I got that too.
Yeah, look at that. Who was that kid when he was with Herschel, and he just shot the kid point blank and boom, no questions asked. I think old Carl would have killed this dude in a second.
Yep.
So I don't know if he just didn't do it because he's soft or didn't do it because of his chick is there, which.
Well, I think it's also they just have him on Judith duty. Like he's not out doing what he has to do like he was before.
So do you think he's quite capable of killing? He just was like, that's not my job description right now.
I think so.
I don't know. Rancy, you're kind of like me, right? We're both kind of right. Like, is he a little... Hey, Seuss, what do you think?
I don't know. You guys are always right.
Foreshadowing.
Yeah, don't in the comics.
In the comics.
Yeah, in the comics. But don't worry, Jesus, fans of Jesus, we do have his notes here, and I'm going to read them after we're done. Okay, so what do y'all think about this Enid? What do you think? Trustworthy? I mean, she tells Carl she's leaving. What do you think? Do you trust her?
I don't know if I trust her, because where the hell is she going?
That chick's alone. That's like she's like Michonne, but a young like you know that's how Michonne was lost.
I mean, I feel bad for her because she watched her parents get eaten.
Whoa, that whole beginning of this episode.
Yeah, and then yeah. She eats that fucking turtle.
Oh my God, the turtle!
And my wife was like, "When did turtles get so many bones?" And I was like,
"Really though?
Hey, that is true. It's like she was eating like a chicken turtle or something. I don't know, but you know, she's definitely gone through some crap. I mean, to see her parents through the window of the car." Yeah, that was, she definitely, I don't know. I don't know what to think about her yet.
Well, Carl shot his own mother.
That's true. So it's like, they're like made for each other.
Yep.
But I don't know, because then you got a little stupid ass Ron pissed off because, you know, she's there talking to Carl. I mean, I guess that kind of sucks for Carl and Ron because that's the only girl, right? That's the only girl that we have in there? Or did we see any other kids in Alexandria?
I think we've only seen her.
Yeah, if I was Carl, I'd be like, screw this bitch. I'm going for an older woman.
Yeah, but you know, it's funny because when Carl tells Ron to get inside the house that he can protect him, and the kid's like, no. I was like, ooh, bitch, you're going to die.
I was wondering. I would, if he would have ran off, I would have been like, right in the back. I'd been like, dude, sorry. Wolves got him. That would have been me. But no, I think I don't know what to think. I don't know what to think about this chick. But she leaves a note, right? And she leaves, I'm guessing. So, yes. which is good because I think it's just a distraction for Carl, to tell you the truth.
Definitely.
Carl wants vagina, and now it's gone. So now he's focused. Focused! Let's see what else. The wolves. What'd you think about the wolves?
They're fucking ruthless.
They have no, I was telling my wife, I go, these dudes have no means of fighting. They're just like barbarians.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just come in and they just slaughter. And I really, and not just talking about it, when Morgan had the opportunity to kill all five of those people, but then he knocks them down, and then the guy picks up a gun, and then they run off. I mean, I hope that doesn't bite him in the ass.
Yeah, I wrote that in my notes. I'm like, Morgan fights off 5 wolves and talks them into leaving. What
yeah.
the fuck?
Yeah. Good notes, because that is true. I'm wondering now, do you think next week's episode we're going to get like, because Morgan got there super fast while everybody's dealing with the zombies. Do you think we're going to get zombie attack on Alexandria, or do you think the group's going to get there and Rick and everybody's going to be told what happened and all that stuff? Do you think that's, do you think it's going to get back to Rick that Morgan was just being a Buddha with these guys?
But did anyone see him do that?
Except, I think it was really just Carol, right?
It was just
right?
Carol, right? Yeah. I mean, Carol's just, I mean, dude, Father Gabriel? Carol's like, I don't need him. Let's go.
Oh, great.
That was, she's just, Carol's just ruthless. But
yeah, see, I thought Father Gabriel was going to die, and I was like, oh, I was right. And then Morgan saved him, and I was Morgan like, what him. The hell?
Like, that's who you're going to save, Morgan? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. But I think Morgan's going to crack. Because even when you see him walking with his little bag of whatever's in it, I think he's realizing it's not, I mean, it's a different world that he's trying to, I don't know.
Yeah, he almost got caught in that house.
Like, do you think it's because he was in such a bad place when Rick and Michonne went to see him last that he's trying not to go back to that bad place, maybe?
I think so. I think, because even that wolf says, like, you can't do it. Like, he can't kill. So that something had either, that was the bad place, or maybe something worse happened. And then this person found Morgan and then trained him to be like, I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. But something had to have happened, right? I mean,
right.
For him not to be, you know, to be like this. So I don't know. But either way, I think we all agree that this episode was freaking awesome. Yeah. Let's see here. Jesus put up here. Oh my, is this really? Carol stepped up and takes on the wolves. What do you mean Carol stepped up? Like, he's making it sound like she doesn't do shit.
Look, Carol is awesome, Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus, what is wrong with you? Carol stepped up and takes on the wolves. The wolves seemed lame. Not a firefight. It's less of a battle or war and more of an inconvenience.
Did Jesus see the same episode that I saw?
I don't know. See, sometimes I think he's... Maybe he's watching something on the Spanish channel that's like...
Oh, my God.
You know, I have no idea.
Like the U.S. version, there's the Jesus version.
Right, exactly. Carl and Iris protect the baby. Who's Iris?
Mm-mm.
Isn't that in... what's her name?
Enid,
right? Who's Iris?
Get it together, Jesus.
Oh, my Jesus.
Was that not in the comics?
Oh, I know.
Wait, now I'm going to Google it and make sure that's what her name is.
No, it's Enid. It is. It's a weird name. So, yeah. So, maybe in the comic, it's Iris. Carl and Iris protect the baby. Baby has a name, dude. Was Iris part of the wolves? She said we when talking about the wolves. Now, she did say that, and I even told my wife that, when she's talking to Carl about this place is too big, it's got too many blah, 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 and then they're talking in the house, and then she's like, it's when we, and then it stops. So, I don't know if she meant, and I asked my wife that, I don't know if she meant we as in... we and the wolves, like the wolves found her and she's part of that? Or was she talking about we, like my family and us? And that's why we have to leave, because it's just too, I don't know. Maybe they were part of that clan and we're trying to, I have no idea. But I don't know. Did y'all notice she said we?
No.
Yeah, she says it. So if you get a chance, watch it again. Is Brancy coughing? Is that why I don't hear?
Probably.
No, I did not hear that, no.
Yeah, so check it out when y'all get a chance. And everybody else that's the Walking Dead fans. But Jesus, you said something right. Yes, she did say we, but I can't. I don't know. I don't know. Do you think Iris, aka Anita, whatever her name is, let's just call her E. Let's just call her E. Do you think she's part of the wolves?
I don't know if she's part of them, but I'm wondering if she's going to go with them because she said that Alexandria's too big to protect.
Right. I don't know. Brancy, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't know if she was, but maybe the potential to be in the future, because I'm just saying, the way she took down that turtle.
And she was writing that JSS everywhere.
That is true.
Everywhere.
Well, and you know what? And that's what I went online just to see what JSS meant, because I didn't catch it at the very end. And this blogger that was online was saying different things, you know, like it was like Jesus without the E's. And that was like a reminder, like the dead's risen, into a reminder of Jesus. And then there was ones of her parents, like that was her parents' initials. And then it was something where the person, acronym for JSS, and it was something else, and maybe that she was a military baby, and that she was looking for something military that had a certain name to it. And then it brought up just – and then someone in the comments below said, it's already been solved. It's just survived somehow. She leaves it in the note to Carl. So I don't know. I think that was just a reminder to survive no matter what. Hence the reason why she just fucking – when I saw the turtle, I was like, oh, she's going to keep it as a pet. And then the next, and then the next one, she's like, I was like, Jesus. Morgan lets the leader go. Why doesn't he kill anymore? Why doesn't he kill anyone? Because, Jesus, he's a Buddha. And we have no idea. But we all assume that something had to have happened for him to choose not to. So I don't know. Overall, 8. Hold on. Let me see if I – did I hear this right here? Overall, 8 out of 10 with a fantastic battle with depth and story. Can't email for some reason. He gave this episode an 8 out of 10.
He's fired.
He should be fired. We should just accept his text messages and that it. Because I give this episode a freaking 10 out of 10. Girls? What do you give
10.
It? 10. 10? Francie?
Definitely a 10.
See? I guess Jesus is just like, if y'all aren't going to welcome me on the show, I'm going to score it low. So, yeah. Yeah, this side. Jesus, geez, he just always throws.
Oh, wait. What about Jesse killing that lady with the scissors?
Woo! Oh, true.
Jesse was bad. But I really thought she was going to die because her and that little kid of hers. And then Ron's a little bitch.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesse, I you know, I mean, dude, would she blow up them scissors and her son's watching? And you saw how she stuck on one last time just for the hell of it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, that was like, I'm pissed off at everything in the... And last week, did y'all notice that? Last week we got in an argument. You two were arguing with me saying that Rick didn't have a chance with Jess. And I was saying the way that Jess said it. And then what did Jess tell Ron? He is my friend. I'm gonna give him this vagina. That's what I heard.
Oh my god! Of course,
of course, that's what you heard.
But did you see that though? Did you see she was picking a fight with her son because she's gonna be with the murderer of his father? You saw that. Even brought up like lift your shoulder up, lift your arm up. Couldn't. So go ahead, say Mike, you're right. Go ahead, ladies. Go ahead, ladies.
No.
Do it.
No. I refuse.
Anybody, if you don't know what I'm talking about, listen to last week's show. But I don't think you need to listen to last week's show because you probably all agree with me anyways that she's going to give him the vagina anyways.
No, she probably is, but that's not what it sounded like last week.
Jeez, you're such a girl. You know, you don't even.
You asked for the girl's perspective, Mike. What do you expect?
For now, I'm gonna have to get a different girls because I don't know. Because
no whatever.
Anyways, what else? Did we miss anything else?
Yes, the freaking horn.
Yeah, dude. That was pretty cool, though, right?
Yes.
Because that's what I was watching my wife. I was like, wait a second, the horn. That's so that while they were dealing with the zombies, it was getting attacked. And that's what we heard was the horn, that person on the horn. Which, by the way, am I the only one that feels that Deanne and her son are fucking pussies?
Holy shit, no, they are not alone. The worst people ever.
Dude, that was pretty bad. Especially the son, like, and Morgan's like, come on. And like, I was like, really, dude? You had a freaking submachine gun. These guys got nothing except knives and axes. And then Deanne. But you know what? I think after this, Deanne's going to be like, Rick, it's all you, Rick. I mean, oh man. Wait till everybody
Speaking of Rick, where the fuck was he and Daryl?
I know they were out,
but they didn't even show them at all on this episode.
That's what made this episode so good, because at first I was thinking, we're not going to see them. I'm going to be pissed off. And then when that shit happened with that chick that was smoking, I was like, oh, I don't think I'm going to need Rick and Daryl this time.
Yeah, see, normally I would be like, fuck this episode, because my favorite people were not on it. But I can't even say that, because Carol made up for it.
Dude, Carol was a beast. She did not mess around.
Mike, you don't watch The Talking Dead, right? Well, especially because you didn't watch it live.
Yeah, I did watch it. No, I haven't watched it. Actually, I have it recorded, but I haven't seen it yet.
Brancy, did you watch it?
No, I did not.
Oh, my God. They had Kevin Smith on there, Silent Bob. And he was saying that Carol scares the shit out of him because she has like her little oven mitts on and then she takes them off and gets out the cleavers.
I saw that part.
Definitely. Oh my God.
I definitely saw that part. I think I saw the first 10, 15 minutes and that was, yeah. That I think they did the little trivia thing and like which Carol scares you the most. Terminus, yeah. Of course, Alexandria, and then the, you know, the homebody, and Kevin Smith picked homebody, which is kind of scary. I mean, she is scarier that way.
Yes.
You know, but and they brought up in Talking Dead, I did hear the part where they brought up, do you think Carol's cover's blown now? That she's not Mrs. Homemaker, that she's really a badass. Do you think, and then of course Kevin Smith said pretty much everyone's dead. Do you think her story's still safe? Or do you think it's going to be known that Carol saved, I mean, she did. I mean, really, she saved Alexandria.
Definitely.
You think her secret's out, or do you think it's still safe and people aren't going to know?
I think it's out, but I don't think it really matters anymore.
Yeah. Well, dude, everybody's almost dead there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, a few people. Oh, dude, and what'd y'all think about, what's his face when he found the pictures in that backpack? Those are the pictures he left in the car?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of his fault.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I was like, you idiot.
You left them in there. So,
that's what you get.
Oh, and did y'all see my, did you see the director for this episode tweeted me?
That was awesome.
That was freaking awesome.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, her name's Jennifer Lynch, Jen Lynch. On Twitter, it's at that Jen Lynch. And yeah, for people that are have no idea what we're talking about, I tweeted last night to at McBride Melissa and at that Jenny Lynch. And I put hashtag just watched, hashtag The Walking Dead, hashtag JSS. And I put Wayne's World, we're not worthy. And so she tweeted people and said, this morning, best tweet I've ever received 19 hours ago. It's pretty sweet.
That is awesome.
I know, y'all. No, whatever. Y'all aren't even happy for me.
What?
Mike.
Oh, my God.
Y'all should be. That's girl power.
We already texted you about this.
I know. What? We had this conversation already.
No, but I didn't feel it on the text, and I thought I was going to feel it more on the show. God. Don't treat me like Jesus.
Don't
okay?
be a Jesus, okay?
Jeez, all right. Are we done?
No, wait.
What?
You
what?
You didn't see the Fear the Walking Dead, the Flight 1462?
I'm waiting for all of them to be on there so I can watch it at one time. I'm going to binge watch the web series.
Yeah, I mean, I only watched it because I was watching it live and it's one of the commercials. Right. But I wanted to bring it up because it's fucking hilarious.
Is it?
Brianna, no. Oh. It's funny because I was watching the episode with Brianna and she sees this thing come on and she got all excited. I'm laughing because she's standing right in front of me. But she was all excited that it came on and then she's like, the guy starts coughing on the plane and Brianna hugs me and she's like, fuck no, I'm not ready.
Really?
Oh my God.
And for people that don't know Brianna, she is in sixth grade. And
she's listening right now.
She cusses like a sailor, Walking Dead fans.
She's my little bitch.
Yep. They have some kind of weirdness from Icon. And I haven't watched it. So she didn't know it was the web series thing that we had been talking about on the Fear of the Walking Dead?
No, she did. And she was excited about it. But I don't know, something about planes. Like, that's a creepy thing anyway. Not creepy, but you know.
Oh no! I mean, if you're on a plane and an outbreak happens.
Exactly. So Brianna was like all excited that it was coming on, and then the guy starts coughing, and she goes, "Fuck no, I'm not ready."
Oh wow, Brianna needs some soap in her mouth. What else? Anything else?
No, that was it for me.
Or had something.
What'd you have?
How did you feel about the least capable person ever guarding the armory?
That chick there. That's why I thought she was going to, that's why me and my wife thought that she was going to shoot Morgan by accident. I thought Morgan was a goner. But you know what? I think she was an idiot, but I think she'd be the one that just like, you give her a full clip, she's not going to let anybody in there.
Right. Well, I mean, after they got her out of the damn closet.
Oh, yeah. And I can't believe she got out of the closet. I mean, she had, didn't she? Yeah, that's right. She was stuck in there with all those guns.
Yeah. And I was like, are you Are you really kidding me right now?
Yeah, so it just shows you that this Alexandria community was not ready for shit.
No, they're not. They're prepared for the walkers semi, but they're not prepared for other groups invading, which they should be.
Oh, man. That was, I mean, that happened so fast. Deanne's face. I mean, I give it to the actress because I was watching. I was like, this bitch is really scared. Like, this bitch is like, she doesn't know what to do. And then the best thing for to do is for me to be out here. And and Maggie's just kind of like, you bitch. All right. And I was hoping Maggie would do more serious damage, but it seemed like she spent the whole episode trying to get into the place. That's what it's kind of felt to me, because all we saw was Carol and Morgan. But I know that Carol gave Melissa, Maggie, a gun. But I don't remember her really shooting anybody. Rosetta and what's his face, the guy that left the pictures. I saw killing of that, but I didn't see Maggie shoot anybody.
So, I don't think I did either.
Yeah. Because I wanted to see her whoop ass. Because it was going to be all just girls. I thought it was just going to be girls. I didn't think Morgan was going to show up.
I thought it was funny that Deanna gets in that truck and has her son guarding her. And I'm like, well, you got the wrong one because he's useless.
Fucking. Oh, I hope somebody puts somebody in their place when they get back. I don't know if Rick's going to just be cool and be like, okay, we went through hard stuff. We got to get out of here. Because now they know. They know what they have there. So, I mean, do you think the wolves are going to return?
Probably.
I mean,
because I think somehow those people that Morgan let go is going to come back to bite him in the ass.
Right. I look what happened with Carl not stopping killing that zombie that ate Dale.
I literally said that, too. When he didn't kill that guy, I was like, oh, my God, now it's going to be just like that time he didn't kill the walker. Dale died.
How pissed off are y'all going to be when that same guy pops up in an episode with a gun and shoots Daryl?
I'm going to start screeching. Stop. That's not funny.
Oh, that would suck balls.
I already know the text we're going to send Jesus if that ever happens. Because he doesn't like Daryl.
We're going to say, Jesus, it should have been you and not Daryl.
Oh, my exactly. God.
That's what you told me in the text message, Kristen.
No, false.
Whatever. anything else?
Brianna, what do you rate this episode?
Ten.
Brianna gives it a 10.
Wow. A sixth grader could see the awesomeness in it compared to Jesus.
Jesus gave it an 8. Should we fire him?
She's like, fuck that guy. I'm going to kick his ass. Brancy, Christina, y'all good?
Yeah, I'm good.
I think we're good.
I'm good.
Sweetness. So we both gave, all of us gave it a 10 except Jesus. For that, I think we should probably boycott him from next week. And I think that is it. Everybody that's tuning in this evening, thank you very much. Also, for everyone that's been retweeting, favoriting, all that good stuff, thank you very much. And we'll be back next week. I can't remember. I think the episode next week is called Thank You, maybe? I can't remember. I could be wrong. But it airs on Sunday, and we'll be back. Kristen, let everybody know how people can find all your stuff.
According to Kristen.com and on Twitter and Tumblr at Kristen0409.
Sweet. Brancy.
It's VRO Brancy on Twitter and Instagram.
And if you follow on Tumblr, you might see some porn.
Oh, my God. No.
And Brianna, she's not allowed to give any social media out because she's not doing her own homework.
I heard that.
Good. I wanted you to hear that. Let's see. Jesus. IamAWimp.com.
Oh my God.
And IKnowNothing.com. And I think that's pretty much it. But if you really want to check him out, dysfunctional.com. That is his blog, dysfunctional.com. And for me, my blog is iWatchMike. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram at MikeTheMovieGuy, and iWatchMike on Facebook. And, of course, don't forget, surf around audioboom.com channel slash iWatchMike. That's what it's supposed to be, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. This show's there, plus all the other shows that I recap, plus other podcasts. And, of course, shout-outs to audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online. They are our show there, plus the girls, all of us, we host different shows on that channel there as well. So make sure you check that out. Also, check out the VRO.com. So that is about it. We'll be back next week to talk more of The Walking Dead and maybe just maybe, ladies, we should try to find out Jesus's schedule, and if he's got a screening to go to, that's when we do The Walking Dead. You suck, Jesus, you suck!